Hello, my dear listeners. It's me, Gurusis, your host. I know it's been a while since we last connected, and I can't tell you how much I have missed you all. Yes, yes, I know you have also not heard from me since we wrapped up season 1 in October. Wow, it's been a month already. If you're wondering why I decided to take this break, let me tell you. I felt like I was running a marathon from past 14 months, with publishing new episode every Thursday, doing my recordings on the weekends, scheduling calls, rescheduling calls, and sometimes re-rescheduling calls after my 9-to-5, doing my 5-to-9, where I do my discovery calls with potential guests, doing my research, recording, editing, and sometimes pulling an all-nighter just to publish an episode for you all.
The whole process of podcasting, from finding guests, recording everything, right? And you come from a media background, so you kind of knew what you were getting into. Is there something about the whole process or about building my thick accent that you thought you would enjoy, but you actually aren't in the whole process? Could be a particular step of the process as well.
You know, the whole process of reaching out to people, because it does require a lot of time finding those potential people and reaching out to them. And by the end of the week, after your work week, we're not in that mental capacity to frame a message and reach out to somebody. And it's not that I've done that, but there are days you are just not there. You're just not in that mental capacity. You don't have that audacity to really do that. But fortunately, I think I should also mention and thank you to all the people who reached out to me. I think after my 9th episode, I haven't reached out to enough people, which is amazing. But I must say, I have thoroughly enjoyed each and every step that adds up to the episode that comes every Thursday. And I cannot stress enough on how much I have learned from these incredible guests who have come on the show, and how grateful I am for each and every one of you who reached out to me.
I believe whatever knowledge I have gained about immigration, immigrants, their life, their journeys, it has been through you. Like, it has majorly been through your podcast, your guests. So thank you so much.
Keep doing what you're doing. This is amazing. Please don't let anyone or anything discourage you, because you are connecting people who need advice, motivation, encouragement to be their best, be very, very successful, because everyone who comes to Canada is very unique and they have something in them. That's why they came here. I would encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, because you impact so many lives with this.
Continue doing what you're doing, Gurusis. You are kind of bringing learnings and journey. And I know I told you this before, it's not easy to spend your time to do something for others. Continue doing that. You never know. You're putting such a lot of positivity in the universe. It's bound to come back tenfold to you. So continue doing this job. I look forward to seeing much more. I have learned so much from all your podcasts. And I also kind of have something, whenever I listen to your podcast, I have one thing that I take back, either as a thought or something that I should do. So thank you for that, Chris. Continue.
So I guess a hiatus was needed to rejuvenate and come back with more energy and more enthusiasm and fun. Yes, that's the key word. Keep that in mind. And yes, we are back. Or I should say, we are almost back with season 2, which is set to launch in early 2024. And trust me, you won't want to miss it. So when I created my thick accent, my goal was simple. Break the stereotypical molds that often surround immigrants.
So I'm aiming to break those stereotypical molds that we immigrants are asked to fit in, because we are way, way beyond our accents and our looks, right?
Yeah.
Once again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to showcase the resilience, the willpower, the remarkable journeys of people who have crossed borders and embraced new beginnings in a foreign land. And oh boy, did we achieve that in season 1? We sure did. You mentioned that students sometimes come to you and ask that how can they get rid of their accent? I just want to answer to that question that don't.
it is okay to have an accent. Everybody has it in Canada.
Absolutely.
It takes a few months or a few weeks to get accustomed to each other's accents.
And what I fail to understand in all of this is, why is there no focus on the subject of that accent? Like, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to communicate?
At the end of my interviews, more often than not, people would say, "Well, your English is really, really good. We didn't expect it." I come from a country where we study English from day one, like you do. So I don't know what your expectation was.
Whenever I've been asked this question, all I tell people is that, you know, especially in Canada, I say that we've been learning English as long as you've been learning English. Because just like you, we were under the British too. So English was one thing that they imparted on us. And today there are more English speakers in India than Canada.
Now, when you land here as a newcomer, you're building the whole grassroots level up.
We were the pioneers in really involving community in that discussion, and not just designing services because we feel that this is what the people need. It is really bringing the voices of the people in the decision to design and develop programs.
So you're creating new relationships, you're creating new networks, you're creating new career opportunities, you are unlearning the things that are a part, that is like second nature to you.
If your global experience is invalidated, you're not alone.
I'm not surprised when people are not aware of what University of Jammu is. It's just another university to them. They don't know that. They don't know the ranking. They don't know that it's A+ accredited or whatnot.
When I came, I worked for as a media agency for Adani, and I would come and talk about the name Adani all the time, and that would give me no reactions. But then I started saying, "Oh, it's an Indian multinational conglomerate." Oh, okay. So then follow-up questions came in, and then I was able to convey the value of the job I was doing.
If they tell you that you're overqualified and you feel inadequate, you are not alone.
I was thinking, wow, I'm pretty much overqualified for this role, but let me go for it. I'm sure there's no reason they'll reject me. Trust me, I didn't get a single call, and that was frustrating.
I was thinking, oh God, I am so well qualified, whether it comes to education, whether it comes to experience. I thought I will walk out of the airport and the next day I'm going to land a job.
So for a month or so, I was not understanding the Canadian way of applying for jobs.
Okay, what is Canadian experience? It is just working with people. If it is a technical skill, it's the same thing everywhere. If you are a software developer here, you are also a software developer anywhere. If you are a teacher here, you are also a teacher anywhere. Even though I just came to Canada, I don't have the Canadian experience, but I can work with people because I have international experience.
When I was looking for a job, a full-time job after my graduation, I gave so many interviews. There was just one instance I was rejected because of my turban. There were about multiple rounds of interview. In the first two rounds, everything was fine because they were on audio. The third interview round was a video call, and as soon as he saw me that I have beard, I have turban, the call lasted for 15 minutes, and that call was actually scheduled for 1 hour. He was supposed to ask me technical questions, do some coding round, but he didn't. Within 15 minutes, he just hung up.
What you see happening is when you have mass influx of migration into different countries, the countries are just scared that these foreigners will steal their resources. They will steal the government resources, their food, maybe their territories, compete for houses. And this primal fear stems from the beginning of human nature, from our natural history, which is not brought forward into the discussion of why xenophobia happens, because it is a competition for resources as an adaptation to natural selection.
The fire marshal, after everything, all the commotion died down, he walks up to me, and I'm standing there in my salwar kameez. We were dressed in our traditional wear, and he comes to me and says, "Does anyone here know English?" For a second, I, was like, "Excuse me?" That was the reaction. "Excuse me?" I did not say anything other. I said, "I'm the one who called." And then he looks at me. And both of us, just looking at each other, we understood what had just happened. he had made a huge assumption that just because I was, the whole family is dressed in South Asian attire, he thought we did not know any English or we would not understand. And that one sentence put everything in context.
And again, because we are accustomed to just see media in a way that we deepen stereotypes. Yes. So then, for example, oh, people from these countries are like this. People from that culture are like this. No, they're not.
You can be judged for a lot of reasons.
When you take the time to actually make friends and talk to people, you will see that there's more similarities than differences.
And then last but not the least and the most unfortunate part, if they question your identity and tell you to anglicize your name or to do anything with your resume, you are not alone.
That's why I say the struggle is real, especially if we don't know, right, like what we are doing.
So I'm not going to change my name, but just for the sake of this experiment, let's do this. And I applied for 4 product manager positions and I got interview calls for all of them just by anglicizing my first name. And I was like, wow, this is so not fair.
I'm not saying those things aren't there and I'm not going to not validate your feelings, but the kind of energy that you spend having those lenses on to see, is it because I'm black? Is it because, you know, I'm a female? Is it because, you know, of my accent? You know, it limits you. It affects your confidence to start with.
Do not allow anyone to put any limits on you.
It's like that, having that fear of judgment, that what if doesn't work, not having that fear of trying the new thing. You know, give it a try. If it works out, great. Doesn't work out, it was an experience. I'm showing up. I'm doing it because I wanted to do it. And I think I'm going to continue doing it as well. So in season 2, we are going to keep shattering those molds. We are diving even deeper into the experiences of immigrants, exploring their unique stories and celebrating their accomplishments. You are going to meet some extraordinary individuals who have not only pursued their dreams, but also achieved their goals. Get ready to be inspired all over again. But that's not all. We are also turning up the fun factor a notch in season 2. We are introducing new segments and exciting ways to keep you entertained while you absorb these incredible stories. We are all about making learning enjoyable and engaging. So now here's the exciting part. I want to make this season even more special for you, our amazing listeners. I would love to hear from you all. And I'm ready to answer any questions you might have about me, the podcast, the guest, or simply want to share your thoughts. This is your chance. And I know you guys are listening. I can see the numbers. So don't hesitate to reach out with any comments, suggestions, guest recommendations, or with questions you might have about me or the podcast. And here's the deal. If I receive at least 25, yes, if I received 25 questions, I will put together a bonus episode before the year ends. Think of it as a little prelude to season 2, a sneak peek of what's coming. You can drop your questions in the form. The link to that is in the show notes. So stay tuned and get ready for an incredible season 2. It's going to be a journey filled with laughter, inspiration, and thought-provoking moments, obviously, as we continue to explore the beauty beneath the accent. Until then, take care and remember, your voice matters, your questions matter, you matter. This is Guru C Singh signing off for now, but not for long. I'll be back soon with season 2 of My Thick Accent.